agua
y the loud voice, I like to say this song, the
loud
power must change us. very, very carefully. There are three songs we're going to sing now. You can pick any of the three songs. But whichever one you pick, sing it with only madness. Sing it with authority and power. Because as you are singing, the wordings of the songs you will be singing will begin to work for you. As you are singing this song, situations that have defied
medicine
shall melt away like the morning dew. As you sing this song, all of a sudden your enemies shall hear noises. And they shall begin to run into destruction. As you are singing this song, any problem gathered against anyone here will be completely scattered to pieces. As you are singing this song, all the impossible situation the enemy is using to brag against you shall be dismantled completely. Three songs. Pick one that you like. And then whichever one you like, sing family. The Bible says, at midnight,
God and
Silas sang praises and they prayed. And as a result of that, the earthquake of deliverance was released. When you begin to sing this song, no bad thing is happening around you. As the earthquake of deliverance will be released. As you sing this song, are you ready? The first one is, it's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working God. Sing it now, here you go. This is Jesus. Are you ready now? It's a miracle
working God.
It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God.
Oh, Amen.
Amen.
Silence.
Tidak ada lewat.
Silence, beloved.
Tidak ada lewat.
As many people as I hear now, and you came here with an infirmity, with a situation, check your body now. Check it very
well.
Check it
well.
Something is happening here. Yes. Any part of the body that lacks life, receive life now. In the name of Jesus. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
the Son of the Living God. Let everyone hearing the sound of my voice right here now, and those watching us whether on the satellite or the internet, receive the miracle and the wonder working signs of God in their lives in the name of Jesus. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body. Check it very well. As we're singing that song, certain infirmities went back to the center. Check your body. Check it together. Check it together. Very well. That's right. Yeah. If you have experienced that healing touch of God, don't let the enemy put it back. Just quietly find a way to the altar here. I didn't say come out if you want to pray. No, you are. You have received the healing touch of God as we're singing the song. As we prayed. Just find a way to the altar. Don't hide what God has done for you. Glory be to the name of Jesus. One more time. We're going to sing those prophetic songs. Highly prophetic songs. Speak anyone you like. The important thing is to sing it aggressively with fire. As you are singing it, the power of God again in His wonder working power will begin to move. And as it's moving, the possible situation of Agada there will receive solution. Are you ready? But the first one is, it's a miracle working God. It's a miracle working God. It's the Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle. Second one, Odogunaga Bikina. Odogunaga Bikina. Third one, Onisha. 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 Are you ready now? I want your voice to be as loud as
fire.
It's a miracle working for
us. It's a miracle working for us. It's a Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working for us. It's a miracle working for us. It's a miracle working for us. It's a Alpha and Omega. It's a miracle working for us. It's a miracle walking God. It's a rabbi and a man.
Jesus.
Or the plantation of paralysis.
It's
been uprooted now. Until extremely swelling, being deflated by the power of God. That's right. The spirit of confusion, the head and the mind, is being wiped away by the power of God. There are people here. The enemy has been blocking your way. But that's why I sing that song. All the enemies blocking your way have been scattered. Things are happening here. That's right.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
That anti-promotion back. That was fired against you in the dream. Right there where you are,
if you go,
the power of God is causing deliverance to happen in your life. Things are happening here.
I will not share it.
That's right. Then. All this swelling of his neck, the armpit, the one in the womb. Look at what is happening now. I've been deflated by the power of God. I see a woman in this meeting. Right now, they have gathered together against you. Both your own family members and even your in-laws. Already laughing to scorn. I have a word to you from the Lord. In the next 9 months, these same people who are mocking you shall come and celebrate with you. Now this place,
is it? I want to grow away.
It will be a tragedy. If you allow your word to be very good, it
will
be a tragedy too. If you play a gentleman here this
morning,
the violent, the Bible says, take it by force. Sisters, can I hear you shouting this after me loud and
clear?
Glory spoilers!
I will go by together
in my life.
Every
ritual,
go back to
Something is happening here this morning. Which is one of the major assignments the Holy Ghost has come to be here today. Sisters, can you say this after me? With a voice that is louder than anyone around you. Satanic amendment of my destiny. Can I hear the sister say that? Brothers, let me hear you running like fire. Everybody together now. Can you shout it louder than man? Can you shout it louder than man? Some things are going on now. Father, I cover all these miracles and testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. And your miracle shall be permanent. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. There are three persons here. You have been hearing the strange calling of your name. It is a summon from the government. I decree right now that every evil summoning of your name shall backfire on the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you once again for bringing us to this important service. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, this morning here, that which you have ordained for each person that has come to this meeting, bring it to pass by your power. In the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, while you are closing your eyes, thank the Lord. Other things you want from this service before you go. Talk to
you.
Before we go,
Amen.
Amen.
And listen to this message.
I think God already.
Very, very carefully.
The reef by
we have just finished round one of our prayers.
Apart from the need of our life,
this message points us to round two.
The words we do talk our sin apart from the
and let me discuss what I call the mystery of divine boomerang.
What is our name? Only Jelen. We find ourselves in
the one. The mystery
only Jelen
of divine boomerang.
We find ourselves in the one.
Let's look at this deep scriptures. Very deep scriptures.
And this is why you have the
reading of your Bible upside
down.
Better look at the scriptures now. Scriptures were not written by Matthew
5.
It's our divine manifesto. In Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 10. Proverbs chapter 28. Verse 10. The mystery of divine boomerang. Proverbs 28:10. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way. He shall fall himself into his own pit. I did not write it. But the upright shall have good things in possession. Meaning that there are powers that will dig hole and pit for our steps as we move in this world. And that pit or hole will be dug against you, even though you are righteous. So the righteous has dangers of falling into a pit. But the proclamation of the scripture and the decision and mandate of heaven is this: that they shall fall themselves into their own pit. Who dug the pit? Answer. The righteous did not dig any pit.
Oh, no. Where you go, come.
So it's the digger of the hole.
And they don't pay you.
That the hole was
swallowed.
That's what the Bible says.
Oh, did you pay the winning?
In the same Proverbs chapter 26.
You know where you go, no? Only girl in the open.
Verse 27.
I say, get that in the
Proverbs 26:27.
The way we only girl in the open. I say, get that in the
whoso digeth a pit,
and again, Jehovah Wahyu
shall fall there.
Yosu sinure,
and he that rolleth a stone,
and Jehovah say Yosuka,
it will return. This is what the Bible says.
For the man is sorry.
Go back to the book of Psalms. Psalm 7. Verse 16. Psalm 7, verse 16. So those of us who don't understand some prayers, it is good for you to understand now. Psalm 7, verse 16. He said, it's mischief.
White car
shall return upon his own head.
You the father, Syria,
and his violent dealing
at the white barrel
shall come down upon his own forehead.
You the soccer, Osia, Yanare.
That's what the Bible says.
Oh, did you be with me?
Now, in Ecclesiastes. Chapter 10. Verse 8. This is scripture. How to the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible says, the truth shall be established. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite. This is what the Bible says. Now, as far back as we find the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 15. I did not write this one. My man's not funny, not writing this in the Bible. 7:15 Deuteronomy. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. I will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou hast upon thee. Then where will the Lord put the sickness? But renew them and for all them that hate thee. That's what the Bible says. Now in the popular Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah 54:17. We all know it so well. Say, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. That's what the Bible says. What is a boomerang? A boomerang is a weapon that is thrown by hand. You. And once this is his target, it returns to the one who throws it. It comes back in a wide circle to the fellow who threw it. In a place like Australia, they use boomerang a lot. What was that boomerang? It means something that does injury to the originator. We mean something to come back or to return. We're talking about something to backfire. We're talking about what the originator originated to cut harm to the originator. When we say boomerang, we're talking about having the opposite effect of that which is intended. It means to come back or to return to the
center.
As I stand before you here this morning, I remember with sadness something that happened many, many years ago, somewhere inside Ebuche Metta. It's a small playing field called Evans Square. There was a crusade at Evans Square. And as the crusade was going on, there was no sign of rain. It was not a rainy season. All of a sudden, there was like the sound of thunder. And he struck at the altar where the ministers of God were. Actually, it went directly to the preacher. When he hung the man of God.
But
the effect of the thunder was so terrible that his microphone became ashes in his hand. For the power to strike microphone to become ashes, you can imagine what it would do if you can enter it. Immediately the thunder stopped, the whole of the crusade went into darkness. All the lights went off. But the man of God understood warfare. So he said, well, everybody here, move close to the altar, move close to the altar. So people had the crusade move forward. Where they can at least hear his voice a little bit. Then he had men inside the confessional echoing his voice to those who were far behind. And he said, have we just seen what happened? Everybody close your eyes. And at this level, they were all very angry. First was an insult. So he said, now pray like this. Every arrow fired into this crusade, go back to your center. The whole of the crusade erupted in mad prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And the crusade continued. Not quite 10 minutes after the prayer. Never seen a scene like that before. They brought a man to the crusade on
wheelbarrow.
The man looked as if somebody boiled oil and then put it inside. And then they brought him out after the whole of his dream, and there was no air on his head. Everything was picked
down.
He brought it to the crusade. Nobody could recognize who he was. The crusade. But those who brought him said, man of God, sorry, this man is the head of the native doctors in this area. He sent thunder to the crusade, and that the crusade people sent the thunder back. Amen.
Amen.
And we said, let's take it to the hospital. Let's take it to the hospital. This is not a special case. Take me back to the crusade. And he brought him the crusade craft. His weapon, which he originated, had come back to catch him.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
This is exactly the divine story on the weapons used against sex in the Bible. The saints overcome their enemies' efforts. And the weapons formed against them backfires. It is a divine principle. The weapons formed against the saints falls back on those who have started the first
election.
It is a divine principle. That's why if God does not call you to go and be a field evangelist, don't go. at Ropak
there. Ropak.
Was a crusade.
If it's not Guinea, you know.
Plenty of men of God were on the altar. And these evil men have the audacity. Seven of them.
He made it one.
Who said what's going on?
It's not Guinea.
They gathered right at the back. And they gathered in the side.
What's in she will be this bed?
Who has seen them at the back?
As anyone letting you know,
all of a sudden,
look.
After they have put their heads together, something arose from their
meaning.
And changed direction towards the altar. And as the thing was approaching the altar,
it
divided into various arrows for each man of God that
were
there. Unfortunately, he penetrated some of them. But the preacher that was at the front,
God was going
to just continue preaching.
Yeah, but that's what you was
not. It's not the arrows coming. Just continue preaching.
God has what you are
and he didn't really run around. And went straight to them.
What's the father of
them? They had already disbanded, they were going home.
What's the
struck them.
What's the problem?
All seven of them are mad instantly. They have to drag their mother to the same ground. It is a divine principle. Every incantation issued against you will redouble its power. Was prepared. But this weapon formed against them, boomerang.
You go away, but you want to say, you want to go
back to fell upon their enemies.
It
is a divine blessing.
Alone.
That's why I pray for somebody here. Every witchcraft
arrow,
every satanic spell, every curse from the
gods,
every evil summoning of your name, whenever they prepare it, right now,
I
command that to go back to the senders. You must go back to the senders. They must come back. In the name of Jesus, let your heaven roar on fire. It took a long time for the boomerang to get back to Joseph's brethren who showed him into slavery. Eventually, the boomerang brought his brothers to Egypt, where they bowed before him. Their lives now in his hands. The rest of their lives were spent in Egypt under the rulership and authority of Joseph. Their weapons are falling back upon them. It's the principle with God. Some of you might have heard me sharing this before. This woman was a very big woman, was about to eat. She had panic yam and a goosey soup. As she took one ball in panic yam, I want them to put it in their goosey soup. All of this is out of nowhere. She saw a frog, a live frog, on top of their goosey soup. What is this? What she did? She took the plate containing the frog and smashed it at the head of the pandemia. And then forcefully press it down. Believing that was crushing the strange frog. After she pressed it down to squash the frog, she now wanted for a little bit. Took the plate off. There was no frog. Immediately, she became paralyzed. Immediately. And she was like that. Until she met a man of God. He said, "Madam, this is an arrow." He said, "Don't talk about arrows in our church." When he said, "Madam."
Oh, I will be with you.
He said, "Man of God, what should I do to get rid of the arrow?"
Oh, you shall not be the king, shall be the two of us. You go to what?
Man of God, you need to surrender your life to Jesus.
Oh, you shall not be the king, shall be the two of us.
Say, I was baptized, I was confirmed.
What's your confirmation? See who me? What's the baptism?
He said, "No. That's not what we're talking about.
That's all for you.
I'm the clarity of the name of society."
You
need to surrender your life to Jesus. Okay, she answered, "What should I do?" Say this after me. Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus. So she said this in her prayer. For the first time in her life. Said this in her prayer. After that sinner's prayer, she was led in some deliverance prayers.
I want to go.
She walked on her feet. A sister or pastor that has not moved for her for over 10 years was by the door knocking. Sir, I've come to look for you. She got it, sir. The woman said, you've come to look at what your clothes have done.
He has gone back to the
center. This sister did not say one
word.
She went to
Olodi.
And she now got
power.
It's a principle of God. Can you shout this louder than anyone around
you?
Look at the prayer of the
servants.
And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. A situation for the last level. somebody fires an arrow at a child of God, and the arrow is now going back to them. Heaven's now decided that as that single arrow is going back, that arrow should not go back as one, and should go back as seven. Heavens could take that decision. That's why sometimes that simple arrow you fired at the believer, by the time you go back, it should have multiplied. Look at Genesis 4:15. These are mysteries. Genesis 4:15. Look at what God said. Genesis 4:15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. Sevenfold. Not only that one. In verse 24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly, Lamech will be 70 and sevenfold. You see that one? 70 and sevenfold. That one.
Yeah.
So, the devil can decide.
Or only a killer.
For an arrow. To go back.
Go back.
77 times. Upon the head of whoever.
So, we are the end.
Fire it.
So, that.
As a Christian. Would you not sell evil to people?
How do you know if this can be done?
But we do not retain evil sent to us.
We must keep it to one as you are.
We return them.
How do I buy that money?
This is a big difference.
He had not learned.
The gallows, the angry man's neck that was meant to cut off Mordecai. What was it? What was what killed him?
Unlupa Amani.
The weapon of fire.
Oh, yeah.
Then there is the law
of
divine substitution.
See,
in Proverbs chapter 11,
we are worried about that.
Verse 8.
Is a good job.
Proverbs 11, 8.
We are worried about that. Is a good job.
It says, the righteous is delivered out of trouble,
and your Lord,
and the wicked come. Instead.
In your room, as it goes in for it.
How do you connect to the mystery of divine
program?
You need a total surrender unto the Lord. Complete surrender to the Lord. Anything in your life will give the enemy space to fire an arrow to you. Two. You need total repentance. Three. You need stubborn faith. Four. You need a violent battle cry. Five. You need acidic prayer. And six. You need family priests, which you have been doing since you got here. And last but not least, you need a merciless agenda of prayer. When evil has been programmed against the child of God, there is a principle in
heaven
that comes back to the
center.
The rest of our presence.
Awọn yoko adura wa bibi.
So that anything the enemy has sent against
you. O wa lati ko gogo ti oda te ti ran lodi si o.
Against our families, against our sons, against our bosses.
Ti wa lodi si owo wa.
And send them right back.
Lati da won pada tara.
To where they are coming from.
Ti bi ti won ti nbo.
Rise up to your feet,
man.
Everybody remains standing. Rise up to your feet,
man.
But you see, if you are here today, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Don't waste time. There is no way you are going to be able to send back in hours where you are not a friend of God yet. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed. Man of God, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I don't want to return any flower in my life. Find a way quickly to this altar at the front. Leave yourself to come to the altar at the front. Or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you. Do so very, very quickly. Everybody remain standing. And let them be silent. I am going to pray. And after my prayer, then you will start your prayer. It is important as from now on that you give this service your fullest concentration and attention. This is not a time to allow your mind to go about. Lay one arm on your head, beloved, and the other one on your belly button. And let your women run like thunder as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for forgiveness. Let me say to you, wipe away by the blood of Jesus. Father, I pray right now. As many people as are gathered here today, any ladder through which any arrow or any power of the enemy is getting access to any ladder. Let them be silent. As many people as I hear, that arrows have been fired into
you.
And the situation the arrows are causing is almost making you to get out of your mind. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the arrows are going back to the centers. That's right. That's number one. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. That's number five. Number six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Aha. Amen.
Amen.
That power of poverty.
Of my journey.
As time got back to the centers, that's right.
Ben.
The hour
of a
horrible nightmares, constant sicknesses, noises in the stomach, lumps in the breast, stubborn spirit husband. Look at what is happening now. They are going back to the centers. In the name of Jesus. Every hour of infirmity. You arrows of infirmity, go out and come back no more. Come out. Enter no more. Come out. Enter no more. Come out. Enter no more. In the name of Jesus. Check your body. Check your body. Check it very, very well. Very well. I don't want the enemy to put a problem back on you. To know that the hidden power that has touched you. Lord, push it to the altar. And those of you who are interviewing the other time, come out very quickly too. The Bible says, you're forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. That's right. That's the power of God. Upon you from the top of your head. To the sole of your feet. That's right. That person brought a picture here. An evil medical picture. I have information for you. The power of God has cancelled that diagnosis in the name of Jesus. That is your blood has dried up. Now,
why?
Some very serious prayer. It is dangerous to keep one
attorney
who is an explosive voice. The voice of fire and a merciless voice. Say this loud and clear.
I want to
attack against me.
He wants to do this.
you by fire.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Você da cante la procolaba. Ribose pia mi catanta yaba. Manda canta la bosso por la bacalobo. Boko shente la bosanta. Thank you, Jesus. Testimony will make your miracle to be standing sure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And let's rise up on our feet. I have to congratulate all of you who have come to this meeting. And all those who are watching us on the internet and the satellite. For the evil forces that you have seen today, you shall see them no more. Rise up and give it your prayer letter in one hand. Let's pray in our prayer letters now. Father, we commit these letters unto your holy hands. Read them by your fire in the name of Jesus. Let this letter be converted to testimonies in the name of Jesus. I pray for the children that are gathered here. That as you read the letter of Hezekiah, including the letters that are written in the house, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus. I decree that I shall be well with you. No weapon from against you shall prosper. Almighty shall move into your life in a new way. You shall disgrace your disgrace and put all your enemies to shame. No weapon from against you shall prosper. The Holy Spirit will do wonders in your life. It is written that you will be healed in the hands of God. And God will bless your heart. That comes from the Lord who made us alive. Not suffer your foot to be moved. But it can keep touching the gospel. And keep touching the church and the gospel. Lord shall think of when I am coming out. Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Lord shall enter into America. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder amen. In louder amen. In louder amen. Before you depart from this holy ground, I want you to...